to the women who called the cops on Cam Chancellor, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, we get it. Certain political aspirants are starting to make you feel okay about being a blatant outward racist in today's society, but guess what? It really, really still isn't okay to call the police on a black guy just for being black. If you don't know what I'm referring to, last week, Cam Chancellor was looking at a space in Redmond, Washington, in which he wanted to open a gym. The building wasn't occupied, and he was looking inside the window, trying to get someone's attention so he could get a contact number of the person who owned the building. And these two dumb broads decided that Cam looked like quote-unquote bad news and promptly called the cops on him. Well, the cops showed up, Chancellor told them what he was doing, and the women looked like the racist idiots that they are. Being racist is a really bad look, ladies. Being racist against one of the best football players for the only professional football franchise you have, who will now look elsewhere for where he wants to put his gym, thus stimulating someone else's economy? Well, that's just bad business. Also, you wasted the cops' time, which I've been told they don't really appreciate, as we asked.
What are you doing?
What was the quote? He looked like bad news.
Quote unquote bad news.
Yeah, he is if you're a receiver or a running back, you morons. To D'Angelo Williams, Steeler running back, speaking of, I ask.
What are you doing?
So he picks yesterday, the day Peyton Manning is holding his retirement press conference that Planet Earth is following. And for some reason, goes on Twitter to rip number 18. And it's not about what happened at or didn't happen at Tennessee, but over last year when they, you know, won the Super Bowl. Said he was crap, getting by on reputation. Then a day later, he's on Mike and Mike on ESPN. Doesn't back off, called Manning's play garbage. The question is, why? Why that day? Aside from the obvious wanting to play the attention whore card, and by the way, today, even his coach Mike Tomlin tweeted to him, D-Will, quit while you're behind. Classless and pointless, as we ask.
What are you doing?
That is good stuff from Tomlin, by the way. To the official in the Green Bay Valpo game,
nice.
I ask.
What are you doing?
Pretty crazy situation happened in the Horizon League tournament on Monday. Valpo playing Green Bay, and there was a foul in the second half, like 11 minutes to go. The viewing audience saw the official just kind of going crazy, getting really animated when giving the call to the sideline, then pointing to the locker rooms as if he had ejected someone. Coaches didn't know what was going on. The players were a little bit confused. The TV announcers didn't get it. Apparently, the radio announcer for Green Bay, who like Jerry Allen often does, it's also how I do high school games, does the game by himself and apparently got a little animated at the call for the official's liking. So the official ejected him. Now, I remember when Mike Rice was ejected from a Blazers broadcast. In 2012, a minor league ump apparently ejected an organist for playing three blind mice, which is pretty funny. But dude, you're on the big stage here. This is tournament basketball in March. If you can't take some loud talking from a play-by-play guy, you might need therapy. I guarantee you he wasn't cursing or anything, or those would be the last thing he'd be worried about. So the worst it could possibly have been was the guy saying it was a terrible call loudly. Really? You can't handle that as a ref? Might be time to move into reffing chess tournaments or something, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Talk about thin skin.
Honestly.
To Maria Sharapova, I ask.
What are you doing?
Really? Et tu, Brute? Announced yesterday she failed a drug test at the Australian Open in January. Hey, high-level athletes getting caught for ingesting a banned substance. Next, you'll tell me Trump has no decency. It's not really surprising anymore. Not really even news, but she was informed in December there was a new list of stuff you can't take. And she's like, I never bothered to check it. Really? As an elite athlete with everything to lose, you didn't download the PDF of the banned list and match it up against the prescription drug you'd been taking for 9 years? It just doesn't make any sense. You're talking about the most minimal time to avoid a taint on a Hall of Fame career. As we ask.
What are you doing?
Just couldn't be bothered to read the list, man. I can relate to that.
No, you can't.
I'm pretty against reading in general.
If you were one of the best of your generation and could have your career, the rug ripped out of it, it's like, no, wait. I'll be right there. It goes in alphabetical order. Ooh, better not take that. End of problem.
I'm saying it's a push. to Chicago Tribune columnist Bernie Lincecum, I ask.
What are you doing?
A little different version of Feel the Burn here. Lincecum wrote yet another column this week about how Steph Curry is ruining the NBA.
Oh, God.
Not only is this opinion tired, it's on the verge of making us talking about it on What Are You Doing tired. Of his many misinformed, idiotic opinions on his column, Lincecum says the three-pointer was invented for people who can't play basketball because they're short, can't dribble, and can't drive to the basket. He goes on to say that Steph Curry is personally dulling down the game and makes it boring because of his three-point shooting. He says, and I quote, "Any competent NBA player can make a three. There's no special skill to it." He actually wrote that, and a major publication decided to let him hang himself with it. The Splash Brothers set an NBA record last year with 484 threes. Okay. Mark Gasol, Zach Randolph, your turn. Come on, Myers Leonard, Plumlee, you're up. Boy, that opinion is dumb, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Please get Shaq back out there and let him launch a couple of threes. To LeBron James, I ask.
What are you doing?
I've been a huge LeBron defender, from his decision, which raised millions for education and charities, to those that bash on him despite the fact he's never failed the true test. No drug or alcohol problems, violence against women, not one of these guys who's got five kids by multiple women, rep as a great dad, married to the mom. But some of these passive-aggressive tweets, and despite his level of education, the claim to have a beautiful mind, and this ridiculous Instagram video of his working out after back-to-back games. Dude, you play a game. You live a fantasy life. Getting a workout in during a day off, not exactly the commitment we saw from Pat Tillman, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Come on, LeBron. It's starting to hurt to defend you.